This is a Kim Munson Liberty and Economy briefing. Arizona adopts the new federal tax cuts in full while Colorado adds them back. Arizona just conformed its income tax to the federal One Big Beautiful Bill, passing the no tax on tips and no tax on overtime breaks through to its workers. Former Coloradan Susan Harris told the Kim Munson Show that her adopted state went one way while the one she left went the other. PHO Enix's two neighboring states looked at the same federal tax cut and made opposite choices. On June 13, Democrat Governor Katie Hobbs signed an $18.3 billion Arizona budget that conforms the state's income tax to the federal One Big Beautiful Bill, letting workers keep the new breaks on tips and overtime on their state returns as well as their federal ones. Colorado, a few hundred miles north, spent the past year doing the reverse, decoupling from the same law and requiring its taxpayers to add some of that relief back. The split is the subject Arizona resident and former Coloradan Susan Harris brought to the Kim Munson Show on June 15. Harris, who lived in Colorado for years before moving to Arizona, said the conformity fight consumed her new state's capital for months and that she had never appreciated how much a change in federal tax law forces on the states. Every time the federal government changes the tax rules, those have to be conformed at the state level in most states, she said. Otherwise, you don't get similar types of deductions for your state taxes. Arizona's budget was the product of a long fight. The Republicans, who control both chambers of the legislature, wanted to match the federal cuts in full. Hobbs, a Democrat up for re-election in November, had earlier vetoed a Republican budget plan and favored conforming only in part, which would have preserved more state revenue. For months, there was no agreement. Hobbs has just refused to come to the negotiation table, quite frankly, Harris said of the impasse. The deal that broke it drew broad bipartisan support and, in Harris's telling, a noticeably more moderate tone from the governor as the election neared. Starting July 1, Arizonans will pay no state tax on tips or overtime, claim a larger standard deduction and a new deduction for seniors, and, next year, a larger child tax credit, the same provisions Congress wrote into the federal law. The package amounts to roughly a $1.4 billion tax cut over 3 years, and the agreement preserved the state's school choice program. Harris said the upheaval had been real while it lasted. We were in a process here where we didn't even have Arizona tax forms that were correct to fill out to file our tax returns. Harris's sense was that Arizona had gone further than anyone. By her account, she said, and what has been reported is we are the only state of all 50 states that is 100% in conformity with the Big Beautiful Bill. She spoke as the deal was being finalized, calling it all but done with the budget, still moving through its last procedural steps. The One Big Beautiful Bill Act, signed in July 2025, rewrote parts of the individual code that states then have to decide whether to follow. For tax years 2025 through 2028, it lets workers deduct qualified tips and overtime pay from their taxable income and adds a deduction for seniors, according to the Internal Revenue Service. Because most states tie their own tax base to the federal one, a deduction a worker takes on a federal return shows up on the state return only if the state conforms. A state that declines to conform leaves the federal break in place, but taxes the income at the state level anyway. Colorado is a rolling conformity state, meaning it automatically follows federal tax changes unless the legislature acts to break from them. After the federal law passed, lawmakers acted. Governor Jared Polis called a special session at the end of August 2025 to close a budget gap the federal cuts had opened, and legislators decoupled from several of the new provisions to protect state revenue. They made Colorado's add back of the federal qualified business income deduction permanent through House Bill 25B-1001, and required corporations to add back a federal deduction for export income, while expanding the state's list of tax haven jurisdictions through House Bill 25B-1002. The clearest break for individual workers came this spring. Under House Bill 26289, a tax measure Polis signed on June 3, Colorado, taxpayers must add back to their state taxable income any overtime pay they deduct on their federal returns for tax years beginning in 2026. The effect is that the federal no tax on overtime break does not reach a Coloradan state return, the opposite of what Arizona's workers will get starting July 1. The Kim Monson Show reported on that bill when it was moving through the legislature in March. Kim Monson put the contrast to Harris in plain terms during the segment, saying the Colorado legislature passed legislation to thwart the benefits of the one big beautiful bill for Colorado taxpayers and chose to charge higher taxes instead of giving Coloradans tax relief. Harris, watching from a state that had just made the other choice, agreed the two paths were a study in contrast. And now, Kim's perspective. This is a question of who keeps the money, the worker who earned the overtime or the government that wants to tax it. Arizona, after a long fight and an election on the horizon, decided to let its workers keep the federal break on their state returns, and a Democrat governor signed it. Colorado, looking at the same federal law, decided to recapture the relief for the state treasury and require its own workers to add the overtime back. Two states, one tax cut, opposite answers, and the difference will show up on real Coloradans' returns next spring. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson Liberty and Economy Briefing.